Welcome into Morning Invest on this Wednesday, December 29th. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And coming up on today's show, is the Biden administration keeping COVID treatments away from certain red states? We now have two states that say, hey, what's going on here? We have stuff that would work. Why are you hoarding it and not sending it to us?
Plus, are unvaccinated nurses being called back to work? In Canada, we already know people with positive COVID diagnosis can now work. So the worker shortage is here for essential workers. What are we going to do about it?
And Aaron Rodgers melted the internet once again yesterday over things that he had to say about COVID and playing in the NFL. We're going to play some of his sound. And, you know, it's funny. People just do not want to hear when someone challenges the status quo. So we have all of that and more. By the way, if you're new to the show, our show aims to cover the stories you won't see in the mainstream media. Give you some context. We are not bought and sold by billionaires around here. We don't have a billionaire boss telling us what to say. So we are independent media. And some of these stories may make you uncomfortable. So you guys ready to get uncomfortable? Morning Invest starts right now. Welcome into the show. People saying in the chat room today, Clayton, I wish you didn't shave the beard off. I liked you better with the beard. I don't know. It was just getting itchy.
It's just hair. It grows back.
It grows back. I have that ability.
You just got to get through the itchy phase. It's only like a few days. You just got to get through it and then it's all
good. He's like
good.
Samsung. It just comes right back.
Samsung?
Samson.
I was like, Samsung
is a phone.
It's like, yeah. Samson, it's like a Samsung
Bible.
Phone. I was like, where is she going with this?
Beep, beep, beep.
And you
beep.
Slept so well last night. Hey, if you're new to the show, we have a daily newsletter. It's totally free. Just go to morninginvest.com. It's delivered to your inbox first thing in the morning. And Natalie does a heck of a job writing the newsletter, covering stories that you might not see other places. I format the newsletter. We have a lot of fun with it. We have tens of thousands of readers of the newsletter. Remember when we started it, we only had four people.
And we wrote it with the same gusto.
Yeah,
yes,
we did.
We
and now
loved
we've
those
tens
four people.
Of thousands of people who subscribe to the daily newsletter in your inbox first thing in the morning. Just go to morninginvest.com and sign up. You want to tell them how channel membership it works?
Yes. If you become a channel member, you get to chat with us for free. You get access to content first. And we love getting to know you in our chat room. So please consider subscribing on our YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, right there. Morninginvest.com/join for just like a price of a cup of coffee, $1.99. We have the cheapest level set so you can chat with us during the show. It's a way to support independent journalism and to be a part of our great community here. So thank you for that. Derek Eid says, you know, Clayton, you should have just grown a goatee. It won't be so itchy. Now, I shaved it this morning, and we'll get to the news in a second. I shaved it, and I shaved all of this, and I had the goatee, and I was kind of doing this in the mirror for a while.
And you're like, what does it look like?
I'm like, And then I shaved this part off, and then I had just the mustache, and I looked like a 1970s guy.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, yeah. And then I got rid of it. It was like in three stages. So, sorry, everyone.
No more. I wish you'd take
you
a picture.
You were supposed to do the Tony Stark.
I know. I'll do it next time. But again, good news, hair grows back. So welcome into the show. It's time now to start with your news headlines. Let's get to your news headlines as we start on this Wednesday. Some big news to get to. President Biden, he's at the beach in Rehoboth, Delaware. There are calls for him to shake up his staff this morning. There have been all sorts of confusing messages coming out of the White House recently on vaccines and the CDC. And a number of high profile Democrats and Wall Street executives are calling for a shakeup. They say if those staff members aren't servicing the president, then they need to be replaced. I love that Wall Street is telling the White House to start making some staffing changes because I guess they tell everyone in Washington how to run the show. And they don't like it, I guess, if, you know, stocks are a little weirded out because on the one hand, you have Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, coming out there saying, hey, what do you want us to send, you know, COVID tests to everybody in America? What are you, crazy? Laughing at a reporter. And then 2 days later, the CDC says, we're going to send COVID tests to everyone in America. Okay, there's some mixed messaging there. Meanwhile, we could be hitting peak COVID numbers across the country. The daily positivity rate right now in New York stood at 19.33% on Tuesday. Hospitals overrun. 7-day average climbed to 13%, according to the governor's office in New York. The
what
lightning
does that mean?
Quick 13, spread.
13% of the whole entire population in New York? Like, what does that mean?
I think 13%? That's 13%.
The 7-day, yeah.
Positivity rate,
right.
Of cases tested, 13% are positive.
Exactly. So they're going in 19% on Tuesday, climbed to a 7-day high of 13%, according to the governor's office. So The lightning quick spread of Omicron has generated staffing shortages for essential services like hospitals, transportation systems. And we're going to talk more about that coming up a little bit later in the show, while some of these states are saying, wait a second, maybe we should even call back the people that are unvaccinated or people that even have COVID because we just don't have the staff. It's amazing when you actually need these workers, what happens.
Well, and also it's like when you say that number 13%, when the number, like it's about 20% false positives. So, you know what I mean? Like it's only 80% accurate as a test in the first place. And then you've got 13% positive. So it's like that. What's the margin of error?
It's like political polling, right? Yeah. You're within the 2% margin of error. So maybe President Biden's beating President Trump in a, yeah, who knows? Exactly. But anyway, they're saying they're positive and they didn't want them in the workplace and they didn't want them that were if they were unvaccinated. So they told them, go home. You're fired. But now we need you back in some cases.
It didn't matter to them before the vaccine. They were like, you know, they were the ones in there in people's faces and taking chances and risking their lives. But then as soon as the vaccine came out, then they're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, New Zealand. Let's talk about New Zealand. We're learning more about New Zealand's assisted death program. So doctors in New Zealand will be paid over $1,000. Look at this headline. This is pretty crazy. Let's see if I can find it here. Yeah, here's it. Doctors in New Zealand will be paid over $1,000 to perform end-of-life assistance for COVID patients. Now, they have strict guidelines there, but they're going to be paid $1,000 anytime they carry one of these procedures out. Strict guidelines surround the procedure. People who wish to end their life under the law must be terminally ill, likely to die within the next 6 months. They must be in advanced state of irreversible decline and must be undergoing unbearable suffering. And they must be mentally able to make an informed decision. So they're getting bonuses.
Like, do you have to be vaccinated for COVID to get this? Like in Germany now, you have to be vaccinated for COVID to
get an assisted,
end your life.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're going to die. We're going to end your life. Are you vaccinated?
Yes.
We need to make sure. And, you know, I don't know if that affects some sort of numbers within the government that they have to do that ridiculousness. But I see all kinds of problems with this, though.
Do you think?
Like you're going to pay someone a bonus for end of life and they have to then say that they're going to die within 6 months. Well, who's going to give them that edict? It would be the doctor.
Yes. So they have a financial incentive.
Yes. For you, 5 months.
Right.
5 months. That's all you got.
I can take care of that.
Right. You want to live longer than that? I think I can change that.
There was a joke about that on Scrubs where he went in with a gun. Like he's like, what if we put people down like horses? Like, I don't like the look of that leg, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
I really felt bad for Dr. Kevorkian, you know, like, so maybe he was just ahead of his time.
Yeah,
for sure he was.
I mean, you saw those death pods that are rolling out in Sweden.
Yeah.
Was it Sweden?
Norway, I believe.
Was it Norway or Sweden or Finland? Oh,
I've been thinking about just getting one to have on.
Just to sleep in. I think it'd be a great meditation chamber. And oh, by the way, if I hit the wrong button, hey, don't expect Daddy to come downstairs anytime soon.
It's Switzerland. Yeah, we shouldn't joke, but.
But we are. All right. And what else isn't happening in the headlines? A possible COVID mistrial. For Ghislaine Maxwell.
G-Max, we said.
G-Max. Yeah, a possible COVID mistrial.
What is a COVID mistrial?
Well, it could happen if the judge presiding over the Ghislaine Maxwell trial warned the courtroom yesterday that the swell of coronavirus cases in New York City could result in a mistrial. Manhattan Federal Court Judge Allison Nathan said, quote, we are seeing an astronomical spike in the number of COVID positive cases in New York City over the least two weeks due to the Omicron variant. And the judge spoke to jurors, though. The jurors apparently continued their private deliberations. They handed her a note around 5 p.m. yesterday, said they were heading close to a verdict, but they want to go home. So, I mean, I would not want to go home after. I just want to get this thing done. Here's what the jury said. Our deliberations are moving along and we are making progress, the note said. We are at a good point and would like to end at 5 p.m. today and continue tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So they told the government and defense lawyers, the judge told the government and defense lawyers that she was preparing to order jurors to continue deliberating through the weekend until they reach a decision. So they better get this done. They are up against the clock, but her biggest concern right now, of course, is this idea that these COVID cases, if something strikes in your family and now you're home and you have to deal with a child because services are closed, it's not about the jury itself. It's like the extended family. And so What if now juror number two and juror number four have a family emergency because of COVID?
Right.
That's a mistrial.
Yes. Like
they don't have a bunch of alternative jurors. And so right. if they run rampant through this thing, they're screwed.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, all right, we're done. We have to start all over again. And interestingly, I mean, because Gielen has been in prison. She spent her 60th birthday there. She's been there for over a year now in prison.
Yes.
So this would have to start the whole process over again.
Of jury selection and all of that.
Can you imagine? And then she'd be there, stuck in prison while they go through that whole process again.
No, and they'd I have cannot.
To, and they may even go back to like virtual courtroom situation again.
Right.
You know, which is something they hadn't done for about a year now. So there's your news headlines this morning.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about, were you going to say something, David?
I was just interesting how this trial, all this information just conveniently keeps getting pushed back.
That's the things that make you go, okay. Here's another of those types of things. The Surgeon General in Florida is asking the Biden administration to free up the monoclonal treatments. These are the antibody treatments that are used for people diagnosed positive with COVID. They've been shown to be successful in treatment of hospitalized patients. And Surgeon General Joseph A. Ladapo of Florida says that the federal government has in fact been steadily sending these treatments for a long time now, and Florida uses them because obviously they have a high population of elderly people. But sometime in the fall, after mid-September, he says in this letter that we're showing you, those shipments of monoclonal treatments, without warning, just stopped coming. Now, they're saying it's because these two specific treatments, GlaxoSmithKline and Sotrovimab, don't necessarily work against Omicron. So the federal government is only sending the one that does. That is a very strange response because two reasons. One, we know that vaccines also don't work against Omicron. It does spread. The vaccines only lessen your case of COVID, right? So does the monoclonal treatment. So why are we preferring one or the other? That's strange. Also, the attorney general in Florida is saying these shipments stopped sometime in September or sometime thereafter. We didn't really know much about Omicron and it spread into the United States until mid-December. We weren't even aware of it until Thanksgiving week. So why would they have dried up these shipments instead of others? The state of Texas is also saying that it's out of these monoclonal treatments. Now, President Biden, we spoke about this recently, said that there was no federal solution to COVID-19. So the attorney general in Florida, Ladapo, said it. He used this statement in his request that the government should not be deciding which medicines the states should be getting. Send them all and let the states decide. And he says, look, maybe that's true that these are not effective against the Omicron virus, but we got plenty of Delta still here. Can we please make the choice patient by patient?
It's actually not true. It is like the monoclonal antibodies and stuff like the hydrochloroquine. There's other things that are highly effective on all of it. But The thing is, like anything that they come out with that these doctors, there's like 500 doctors that are doing what are called like the kitchen sink. And they've got all these meds that are working very well. And anything that they come out with that works, the administration demonizes and then does what you're saying and short it and not send it out when it actually is helping. And I don't understand that. Like, makes no sense.
Well, right. I think it makes perfect sense.
If you want a pandemic, it makes sense.
On a number of, like we've talked about how the government and Wall Street loves a pandemic. They absolutely love the ability to crush small business, make sure that small businesses don't have, you know, don't get access to the same things that big businesses do. They're able to control, they're able to surveil, they're able to do all of the things that the government says that they don't like to do, but they actually do. And we only learn about it after Edward Snowden reveals that they do it.
I want to apologize. I got the names of the drugs wrong. It's specifically the antibody treatments from Regeneron and Eli Lilly are not being shipped any longer, but the one from GlaxoSmithKline is being shipped.
Now, so Regeneron again, this is the one that the President Trump took.
Yes, right? But I mean, he did not have Omicron, but it has been shown to be effective. And again, strain of virus, who knows, right? It's up to individual physicians. And the Surgeon General of one state says, we still need this.
Okay.
And specifically, he's saying that the administration is, here's the quote, actively preventing the effective distribution of monoclonal antibody treatments in the United States.
I want to go back to something. Well, let me finish my point, which is that. So, I mean, yes, we know that the government would love to surveil, control, have, you know, and make sure that Wall Street is happy, right? That's the modus operandi. Wall Street runs Washington. It's one big corporate entity. Make no mistake about it. It's not a conspiracy theory. They all, in fact, former Wall Streeters work in the cabinet. On top of that, though, follow the money. Follow the money. Why? I mean, this Texas article specifically raises this point. So Texas runs out also, as Natalie pointed out, of the monoclonal antibody treatment. So Florida and Texas not being sent this stuff. When you scroll down, it's unbelievable. People who had an appointment scheduled at regional infusion centers for this treatment will be alerted. People who have been diagnosed with non-Omicron variant can receive other stuff. But if you scroll down further, where was it? It was, I'm trying to find it here. The state does not expect to receive another shipment of the monoclonal antibodies from the federal government until January. However, they point out in this article that last week, the Food and Drug Administration gave emergency use authorization for the two new oral antiviral drugs, Pfizer COVID-19 and the Merck pill.
Again, of course.
Do you need any more? Okay, they can't send this stuff to people, but they can certainly send this stuff in an emergency authorization to them. Why?
Well, you know what's crazy is that pill is about, I think they're charging $700 a pill or something like that, or it's like $3,000 a bottle. I can't remember what the exact price is, but it's like 40% higher than they should have been charging. Right. And there's a pill that is 6 cents a pill, and I can't even say the name of it on here, but it starts with an I and ends in Mectin. And that pill is 6 cents, and it's three times better than the Pfizer pill. It fights three things versus one thing that the Pfizer pill does.
But people go to jail for this kind of thing.
So Dr. McCullough said that 80% or more of the people that have died from COVID in this country, they knew enough early enough that they could have saved 80% of those people with these early treatments that they've had, but have been demonized from the very beginning.
Right. Right. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show about this. You know, Aaron Rodgers talking about this exact same thing in a new interview that he just did yesterday that's blowing up the internet.
I mean, look, I understand that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is very politically polarized. But this, and so when I read this Surgeon General letter, I was like, oh, here we go. This is probably cut of that cloth. And it's not. You guys, seek it out. It's in the newsletter this morning and read it yourself. It's just a doctor saying, we've been used to these resources. Please keep sending them. He does, in fact, say that we are going to have to now turn to the private sector, which may or may not be better, right? As David points out, there are alternative treatments and they can follow a different chain of a different sort of rule of supply and demand. If the private sector can solve this. We saw this in other countries when the United States could not get a consensus or FDA approval on the original COVID tests. Other countries were turning to the private sector and testing just fine, testing in droves, right? So if that happens, it may be better, but it does not mean that, like, it's not like, oh, but then we'll save money on this, right? They're still buying things and pushing maybe the wrong medicine.
But you're just being too generous here. I mean, just think, number one, maybe, think right? Politically, okay? Everything is politics. And if you have an administration that sees that all these people are moving to Florida, Ron DeSantis is like the rising star in the Republican Party, all these people can pin their hopes and dreams on Florida as a shining example. And they've been giving these monoclonal antibodies to people since September and before, 5,000 patients a day. And they're treating people well. This is an opportunity for the administration to like stick it to the Floridians, stick it to the Florida government, stick it to Ron DeSantis and say, oh, you want your monoclonal stuff? Sorry, we can't send it to you anymore. You're just going to start having to use these approved Pfizer and Merck pills that we have.
I will point out, and I'm not sure how related these two things are, but President Trump was impeached for interfering with the supply chain of things, right? For political gain.
Right.
So I'm just going to put that out there without making that direct connection. Like,
oh, I see. There's no shortage of this stuff either.
I'm just saying, whoever is responsible for this and whatever reason they're doing it, it's unethical in the same way that, like, let's not get Ukraine their fun things.
Right.
Was also unethical.
Right.
Well, until you remember
..
From the very beginning of this, from the very, very absolute moment this all started, you probably remember how skeptical I was, Clayton, because if this was truly a pandemic that was global and people, they really cared about lives, the global science community would have came together and they would have looked at every single measure that had any ounce of positive, mm-hmm. and made the vaccines free and not worried about the patents and all that. They would have came together and it would have been some sort of global effort to help as many people to get rid of this pandemic as possible. But what was the most important thing? The patents. What was the contracts? You still have to pay no matter what. Like, it was all about money. And that was the most important thing to these companies. And that just shows you that from the very beginning, there was already an agenda.
I mean, my opinion of all of this shifted because we think, okay, we're going to listen to our leaders. We're going to listen to our doctors who are being put up by the administration. Like, who else do we turn to? Right. It's a world gone crazy. Until Natalie and I had dinner with a former WHO doctor who basically was like, no, this is a joke. And basically was like, they don't know what they're talking about. And come on over. Like, I'm not worried about anything because you have to be within this certain amount of feet. You have to this. And if you're predisposed to this, there was all of this awareness among the doctor community, even people who formerly worked at the WHO who were able to say what they're looking at right now is politically motivated. It's monetarily motivated and it's screwed up. And that we're all sort of ingesting this crap now as a result of it.
And what are they politically motivated not to tell us, right? Like the other day I was talking to my kids about their own immunity. And I was like, honey, it matters what you eat. It matters how much you sleep. It matters whether you drink, sugary sodas or alcohol or anything
or
like
take
that.
Vitamin
and,
D.
And she was like, why do they allow those things? And I was, and good she's question. Like, why don't they tell people to not have those things so that they would not get sick from COVID? And I was like, well, let me tell you about asking, the world that you're
you
living in.
That? Can you
but,
imagine?
But
the,
imagine
like
a government that
corn?
Says, hey, eat healthier. Don't consume junk food that is $1 billion a year business, billions and billions, right?
Michelle Obama tried to do a part of that. Right. She encouraged people to plant a garden and she was vilified. She was vilified for it. And we can get into the subtleties of it. But at the end of the day, she was saying, hey, grow your own vegetables.
Right.
Oh, my God, people did not like that. Right.
Because no lobbyist would donate to your campaign if you were actually doing things
like that. The corn syrup lobby will not be happy that they can't put corn syrup in your ketchup and your bread and everything else.
Did you guys see the McDonald's French fry box that had the vaccine needle on the front of it? And somebody tweeted that and said, why don't you ever have one that shows heart disease?
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
That's good. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. We're going to talk more about this coming up in our Aaron Rodgers story in just a moment because he set the internet on fire, but he specifically talked about those health markers and certain things that why aren't we talking more about this? We're also going to talk about what's going on at these hospitals right now and being an unvaccinated nurses who were fired. Unbelievable stuff is happening to these unvaxxed nurses now. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about our first show sponsor. If you want to get about $7,000 in free stock right now, you can do that by going to morninginvest.com/moomoo. Now, Moomoo is the name of the trading platform. I love it. It's such a clean and easy way to trade crypto and stocks. But even if you just sign up, you can sign up with nothing. You can complete a deposit of $100. You can even win a iPhone 13. They're also giving away Oculus Quests, but you're going to get 5 free stocks valued up to $3,500. And then they're even increasing that amount all the way up to $7,000 right now. So you have an opportunity to just go to morninginvest.com/moomoo, get some free stock, learn the trading platform. They have all sorts of free stuff to, level 2 quotes, which you'll pay for on other platforms. Like if you want level 2 quotes and you want to see like what's happening with buying and selling on certain stocks, you have to pay for that. Not with them. They get free level 2 quotes on Moomoo. So I'm a huge fan of it. Their apps are very clean and easy to use. If you're new to trading, maybe you got a little extra Christmas money and you want to put it to use and actually start making some money. Well, now's a perfect opportunity because Bitcoin is down at its deepest point since May of this year. And it's about to go lower. I think it's going to hit about 45,000 before it maybe bounces high. So now's your opportunity to buy the dip. Try it right now, but go to morninginvest.com/moomoo, get up to $7,000 in free stock. You get so much, 7,000, we even put an extra I in. Get $7,000 in free stock. morninginvest.com/moomoo is the place to go.
All right. Well, unvaccinated healthcare workers have had their day in court to mixed effects. Sometimes they have sued for being terminated for not taking the COVID vaccine. Sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. It's been a mixed bag. Now, some states are having to ask them back. That is, vaccinated workers who were on the front lines during the heart of the pandemic and lost their jobs are now being asked to come back because of the surge in Omicron, and we need them.
Well, we need them dramatically.
I saw a story of a surgeon that had been in a hospital for 19 years was gotten rid of because of that.
Yeah, I mean, here's some different nurses. Here's a nurse who says she just got an email about this and was asked to come back. She says, true story. Listen.
True story. November 15th, I was terminated from my nursing job because of mandates. This weekend, on December 18th, I had a message from staffing asking me if I could work this weekend all through Christmas and all through till the new year. They're so desperately short.
What would you do if your mother asked you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you actually cared about people, you probably would. But the thing is, like, it's like, okay, the virus is very, very, very deadly, and you have to be vaccinated. We cannot do this. But you know what? Now we're backed up and we're losing money. Maybe you can't. Maybe it's not as bad as we thought originally. Like, what is the mindset here? This is ridiculous.
Well, and so I love this one tweet. It asks the question, hey, why don't you just, here's an idea, instead of having them work in areas where maybe they're unconcerned about, just have the unvaxxed nurses work the COVID wards. It's that simple. They're not concerned with getting COVID, and passing on COVID isn't a concern with those who already have it in the COVID ward.
Yes.
Why not? That's a great idea.
And they have already been exposed to COVID during the original before there was a vaccine. So clearly they are willing to take a chance with their lives to serve others.
And how many of these frontline workers have had COVID and have antibodies? And now we know the data is in on getting having it again after you've already had it. So here you go. Like, here's an opportunity. Just put them in the COVID ward if that's what they want, right?
And in fact, now there's a story in the newsletter this morning about how in Canada, in some provinces, they are having to allow COVID positive patients still work if they are considered essential workers. So your mailman could be delivering your mail and handling your mail and have COVID. And they're like, we still need you. We don't have anybody else.
Yeah, it's not just Canada. Italy allowing unvaccinated doctors to return. Italy is sounding
alarm.
This
is a different thing, though. These are COVID positive active patients are still working. Like, you're unsymptomatic. You may as well just spread it.
If the mailman's carrying it, it's almost impossible to get. Like, you have to be in a closed space for, like, I think Dr. McCullough said, like, 2 or 3 hours in a very tight closed space, like a restroom or something like that, in order to even get it.
Well, I think it very much depends on viral load as well.
And here's
someone can replicate it much faster, and you could be eating dinner with that person, depending on, again, the viral load.
So here's what the hospitals in Alberta, Canada, put 1,400 healthcare workers on leave before Christmas for being unvaccinated. Now they're begging them to come back to work because of the Omicron surge, specifically to come back. And, you know, it doesn't stop there. There's others across the country in Oregon. My friend is a nurse in Oregon, Band Blonde writes. The local hospital fired 140 nurses over vax mandate. So now they hire a bunch of traveling nurses to fill the positions. And guess what? Travelers don't have to be vaccinated.
What?
The traveling nurses don't have to be vaccinated. Isn't that amazing? And you know, it's, and so you have these people that saying, and those traveling nurses, according to Guy says, and those traveling nurses get paid a lot more than the ones they fired. The whole system is so screwed up. And it's amazing, though, that they're asking these people to come back. And now they're having to do the same thing, not just at hospitals, but also New York Governor Kathy Hochul yesterday made her announcement about other city workers and saying that, like, we're going to bring back city workers now because we just need them, even though they're unvaxxed.
Already vaccinated. So our concern, as you mentioned, shortages of crews, the individuals who will not want to participate in a mandatory vaccination program will be individuals who would exacerbate that problem. We do not want to make it impossible for the New York City workforce to have the proper the transportation channels that they're accustomed to. So a calculation has been made. Again, these are not black and white questions always, but we have to make the decision that 80% of people who do not come in contact with other people who wear masks every single day, we've not seen a spike or any kind of spread related to these individuals. In the meantime, we cannot do anything that's going to create a dynamic where there are no trains picking people up for their jobs in the morning or getting healthcare workers to their jobs in hospitals. So that's the calibration that I keep referring to, and we're going to stay with the plan we have right now.
I think a more sincere thing to say would be, we realize that the vaccinated and the unvaccinated can contract and spread the virus. And so it's anyone's game at this point. So we need back workers, right? But they're not actually admitting to the fact that, because if it really were about stopping the spread, it would be about testing everybody, vaccinated or not. Because as you know, vaccinated people, even boosted people, someone here in the chat this morning, someone in my immediate family this week got the booster and is still suffering from a positive case of Omicron.
5 days after getting the booster.
Yes.
God, well, you're going to get it.
What's crazy too is, like, say these nurses decide, okay, we'll go back, we'll help. Then what's going to happen as soon as the surge is over? They're going to get rid of them again. Like, why would you put yourself in that situation? You know, it's like, oh, nope, we're going back to now it's serious again.
Perhaps, you know, I spoke to a doctor, one of our family doctors recently, and she said, you know, look, Omicron is so prevalent here right now, and I'm hoping that but it's so mild as well, that it just, everyone will get it, and then the rules will relax because
but they won't, because they don't acknowledge
in Europe, they might.
Natural infection.
They do in Europe.
They do in Europe. Oh, so. Okay. You know, and yeah, she's like, in fact, we were talking about yesterday, it might be just like having a chicken pox party, right? Like have the Omicron party, you know, because it's all sniffles and that's it, like sore throat sniffles. And then you get it and then you're protected against it. And then we can all stop this madness.
Yes.
You know, and Kate says it takes days for boosters to kick in, you know? Okay. Yeah. But boosters on top have already been double vaxxed.
Yes.
You know? And then you're still getting it. The problem is, like, to shut down, the thing is to shut down businesses. To shut down, and when you shut down these transportation hubs and the subways, and so you're putting it 20% subway cars and buses, that hurts poor people and middle class Americans the most, and those are the ones that get crushed during these pandemics. That's who's been crushed in this last round. It's poor people. It's middle class people who rely on public transportation. People don't have a car. People trying to get to their job. And then all of these other rich people got to move out to the Hamptons and they're fine. In fact, we had a story in the newsletter today about the Hamptons. You want to get a COVID test? $500 to get a speedy COVID test.
Also, you have to think about the fact that government employees now and maybe essential healthcare workers, big hospitals will have these rules relaxed because they need the workers, right? But will small businesses get the same relaxation of rules? No,
good one.
They absolutely will not. So again, this is an example of the government picking winners and losers.
Right.
And having a different set of rules for different groups of entrepreneurs.
Nothing makes sense.
Exactly, Judge. She always, you know, when the world's gone mad, you can always count on the judge.
I need a meme that's like, that pissed me off. How about that pissed me off? I need some kind of
Droopy
meme.
Droopy the dog, that makes me mad.
That pissed me off.
I am mad about it.
I don't know. I have
something like that. I'll think about it, you guys.
How about
give us a meme? And I'm mad about that.
That rug really tied the room together, did it not?
I got my panties in a bunch.
Yeah. All right. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, NFL star Aaron Rodgers, having a great season.
Is he really?
He is. And he set the world on fire. Well, he set the internet on fire, of course, a few weeks ago when it was found out that he had COVID and that he had kind of misled people in a press conference some months earlier about him being vaxxed. Turns out he wasn't. Then he got COVID. Anyway, he was speaking yesterday. He was on the Pat McAfee show and had a really interesting take on what's been going on. I want to play a part of this interview because he's gotten a lot of people a little upset about his new take on science. And not his new take, but he says basically science can't be questioned. He says science that can't be questioned is propaganda. Like when you hear from scientists who are telling you this is the way it is, this is the way it is, even though there's other data that's out there that they're just not listening to, what he's saying is that that's then propaganda. You're shoving this down our throat and we're in a dangerous territory now. So here was Aaron Rodgers on being vaxxed and the whole nine yards.
You mean, I've gotten accused of spreading misinformation when I talk about my the treatment plan that I used to get better. That's been used by a number of people and doctors. If you watched Dr. McCullough on Rogan, he's a cardiologist, epidemiologist, he goes at length to talk about, and he's double vaxxed. He talks about the treatment plans that he used with people. I think one of my issues, and I've brought this up many times, is one, they don't talk about the fact that guys are getting better using this. People are getting better using these things. That's fine. You don't want to talk about that. But how come in a league where we're seeing, 51 guys on the list yesterday?
100.
There's still zero conversation, at least publicly, around treatment options for people that test positive. I do know behind the scenes, this is 100% true, there are many teams who are using or recommending a lot of the same treatments that I got for their players.
So Dr. Joe Rogan?
There's treatments being talked about behind closed doors, but publicly I don't understand why we can't talk about treatments. And because I think it needs to be not just talked about with the NFL players, but with the rest of the country, that there are ways of, whether it's Delta or Omicron, it seems like there's not a lot of major symptoms.
I didn't hear anything he just said because I was so distracted by this guy and the wife beater. This is how you dress in December?
He doesn't care. It's Pat McAfee.
Maybe he lives in Texas.
Yeah, he's like, this is what I wear. This is what I wear on my show.
You're going to have to bring me up to speed because I was just very perplexed by that. Please don't make me listen to it again.
I'll wear that. I'm going to start wearing what Pat wears.
Prevent early treatment, but there's also prevention. Like, nobody talks about prevention. There's a lot of preventative measures. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about when Senator Ron Johnson was talking about mouthwash. That actually is a legitimate if you're out in big crowds, you can, gargle with hydrogen peroxide or whatever. And there are ways that you can prevent and help yourself from even getting it. But nobody talks about it. And if you do, you're a conspiracy nut. But what hospital is talking about early treatment or pre-treatment? None of them.
None of them. Because we don't, in the United States, we don't do preventative medicine, right? And that's one of the things that Aaron Rodgers talked about here in this interview, is that we don't do preventative medicine in the United States. What if we talked about losing weight and eating healthier?
Right. Let me finish this.
Yep. Okay, that's an appropriate shirt.
The one frustration that I have in all of this is that throughout this entire time, there hasn't been real conversation around health, as far as giving people, things to think about when it comes to health, like how to be healthier, right? As far as, your diet and vitamins and exercise and those type of things. But the other thing that hasn't been talked about is treatments, right? So I just don't believe, and obviously I talked to a lot of friends who had COVID, including Joe, and, figured out a protocol that I had ready in case I got COVID, that basically took my symptoms from what they were to non-existence in 36 hours. I came on and did your show on that Friday, right? And I got tested positive on Wednesday.
We don't know anything about his, he had a holistic healer. So let's not opine on what is or is not effective, but.
No, I want to talk about the NFL. I want to talk about why the internet melted down when he says, that those people who say that we've got the science, this is the science, and you can't question it or it's unassailable. His argument is that, well, wait a second. You have all these other doctors whose voices are being silenced and being kept from the public arena and the public square. Why are we choosing to listen to these certain doctors that Wall Street and the government deem are appropriate? Why are we listening to a Dr. Fauci? Why are we listening to these people when we have cardiologists, epidemiologists, Am I saying that right?
No, you never do, but it's okay. We know it's epidemiologists.
Epidemiologists, yeah. And you know, for instance, who've worked on this for many, many years. But even more than that is what the NFL's protocol is. And he went on and talked about how in the NFL, they had these weird protocols in place that if you didn't get vaccinated and you were the reason that the team then had an outbreak, you like all the games would be canceled, but the NFL is not going to replace those games. You would forfeit the game. Mm-hmm. You would not be paid also. And he's like, and so we didn't want to be responsible for other players not being paid. And then it turns out, well, okay, even among the vaccinated, their COVID is running rampant through certain teams. They're all vaccinated. He said, so
but
what
they
happens
are not-
then? So now they're having to adjust their protocols. So right. they're you know, because now we're realizing, well, they've realized it and they've known this for a while, that even among the vaccinated, this stuff is carried through NFL teams. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're double vax, triple vax, boosted. You can still carry it and transfer it to people.
Yeah, that's
well, and also I think so a big misunderstanding too is a lot of people think that if you're vaccinated and you're transmitting a weaker COVID, but that is not true. It's still the same virus. So
yes.
Yeah. Well, Grover.
That's what Grover has to say about it.
Interestingly, though, when he appeared on the Pat McAfee show after he did on Sunday, Rogers did this weird interview with Aaron Andrews. The door got closed.
The kids locked him in and he is going crazy about it. I will be back, you guys. We continue.
So on Sunday, Rogers conducted this weird interview with Fox Sports' Aaron Andrews, where the two of them stood about six feet apart. In this weird, like, socially distanced interview. I'm sure you've seen a lot of these interviews, right? Where,
yeah.
No.
Anytime you got the president or something, they're like,
we're going to stand 6 feet apart because that's protocol. So then after they did the interview, you see Aaron Andrews walks over to Aaron Rodgers and gives him a big hug. Like, what? Okay. So what's the point here? For television purposes, you're going to do this?
From the very beginning, like, when they said 6 feet, I was like, where did they come up with 6 feet? How arbitrary is that? It's like, why not 10? Is it like, well, what if I'm downwind? Should I make it 11 then? Like, where did they come up with 6 feet? Like, there's no science around that whatsoever. It was just a number that somebody threw out there.
Like, water droplets in the air can only travel a certain amount of feet. And that's why we think that when Aaron Rodgers is speaking to us, that the water droplets will fall off at a certain number, at a certain feet level or something. It's ridiculous. Anyway, the internet exploded, of course. And now the internet's exploding once again around this issue of whether or not science can't be questioned. It's not truth. I mean, I'm just curious what our comments, people in the comments think about this.
So we hate science, him for saying.
Well, yeah, the left. Look, I am. See, here's the problem. So I'm pretty progressive, right? I think I think of the woke left is like in the Chuck Schumer middle of the range left. Like, I'm to the left of those people. Like, woke Hollywood, New York City liberals, like, that's the limousine liberals. Like, that's the stuff I can't stand.
Woke is a new
cancel culture liberals. I can't stand.
Woke is a way that you justify your hatred.
Well,
it's like, oh, I hate that person for saying this mistake and I justify it because I am more enlightened because I know how to think differently.
Well, like, I'm reading this book, Woke Incorporated, and it's eye opening about how these Wall Street companies, which on the one hand, like, run sweatshops, right, and have massive human rights violations, right? But on the other hand, they deliver a check to Black Lives Matter, and they really care about Black lives. Meanwhile, like, in their communities, in their where their own manufacturing is taking place, Black lives are being ruined as a result of what they're doing. But because they wrote a check,
yes,
that's so woke of them. And now we support Nike, or we support these woke companies because of that. And yet, don't look over here about the pollution that we have in the waterways or that. So that's the stuff that really bothers me. Hypocritical liberals. Anyway, so yeah, I just answer this question in the chat. You know, if science can't be questioned, it's not science anymore. It's propaganda. And that's the truth. That's what Aaron Rodgers says. Let me know your thoughts on that in the comments below.
All right. Before we move on to what's trending, I'd like to tell you about our show sponsor at Alto IRA. Now, you may know that an IRA is a tax-friendly bank account where either your dollars are taxed when you withdraw them, or they're taxed before you input them and then not taxed after. It is a nice way to save your money for the future. But a lot of people don't know that they can self-invest those funds. Maybe the big banks like TD and Ameritrade or Scottrade or whatever tell you that you are self-directing your IRA because you're putting it in their basket of funds and stocks, that's not really self-directing IRA. Self-directing means you choose to put it in whatever the heck you want, as long as it is not something that benefits your life right now. For instance, you can't buy yourself a house or a car, or you can't buy artwork, right? Or fund your husband's business or something like that. It has to be an investment that's at an arm's reach. Well, cryptocurrency is a fantastic way to invest. It absolutely is at an arm's length. But most people don't know that they can do that inside of an IRA because the traditional banks don't allow it. Enter Alto IRA. You can choose what you invest in, and you can invest your hard-earned IRA money, your tax-friendly account, in cryptocurrency. Of course, Bitcoin is one of them, but there are several coins that you can invest in inside. This is really the easiest way to put crypto in an IRA, and you can take your existing IRA and roll it into an Alto IRA very simply. We did it. It took just a matter of minutes. You can create a free account with as little as $10. There's no setup charges, and you can trade 24/7 through Alto's integration with Coinbase. So if you're a bit nervous about investing money that you might think you need in the near future, an IRA is a great way to learn to invest in a new type of asset without risking your livelihood in this day, in this moment. There are multiple ways to fund your account. You can make a cash contribution or transfer from an existing IRA or roll over a 401k. Again, you can open with as little as $10. Go to altoira.com/morning. That's Alto, altoira.com/morning, and start investing in cryptocurrency today. It is the people's money, not the government's money. So again, it's altoira.com/morning.
Thanks to Alto IRA. I love people in the chat saying, hey, we love this show so much. We wish you guys were on for another 45 minutes. The show can't be already almost over, is it? It is.
What do you want to talk about?
We had a lot to talk about. Yeah. A lot of people commenting on this science question. You know, all science, you know, yes, we love science like we do, but science by nature is questionable. Like, that's how it evolves, right? I mean, heck, yes. you had a, what was it, a 17-year study to try to disprove Einstein's relativity theory. It just concluded last week. And after 17 years, they found that he was right. So,
but the problem
questioning
is
Einstein.
The government's choosing which science we get to see and which science we give credo to and which science we then base our decisions on. For instance, you think about bars in New York City that Andrew Cuomo decided that for them to reopen, they couldn't just be bars. They had to also serve food. So some of them would put like pretzels or chips on the menu in order to be compliant to open back up again.
People were calling it the Cuomo menu.
And Andrew Cuomo said, no, that doesn't count. You can't be just a bar. You have to serve food. So you need to have at least three types of dips.
Dipping sauce.
Nachos or guacamole or salsa. And bar owners are saying, we're buying this and throwing it away because people don't want it. They see us as a bar. So what is the science exactly that says that that bar is safer if there is guacamole in front of you while you're drinking a beer? Than when there's not
the alcohol,
right? And these are the decisions that our government is making based on whatever science they feel like. They're choosing.
And then think of like Dr. Fauci. When you question that science, he's like, "No, if you question me, you're questioning science because I am."
He's
science.
Like, "I am science. I am science."
So right. That's the kind of people we have running this thing, and so it's like they don't even want you to question anything. But that's what science is at its core.
I am truth. I am truth. So, hey, don't ever question me. Like when you like ask me to do something and you're like, did that get done? I'm like, yeah,
you
I
don't
am
question
truth.
Me.
I'm truth. Don't question me.
You are the
I am truth.
The end all be all.
Yeah, I am.
OK, let's talk about what's trending on the Internet. Shall we?
Shall we? Can
OK.
You sit in your spot?
Again with this it's positioning
get in your box.
Yeah. He's just always telling me what to do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, I am truth.
All right. Hey, guys, this is the last time I'm going to do this for the year 2021 because we're off for the rest of the week. We will see you back here in 2022, and it's going to be a banner year, but let's wrap it up.
What's trending on the internet, Natalie?
All right. Valentine's Day is trending because CNBC host Jim Cramer posted this photo of empty store shelves, insinuating that it was due to supply chain issues and the pandemic.
He tweets, suboptimal is what he wrote.
Right. But we all know what that means, right? Users on Twitter say, if you zoom in, you realize that this is a store turning over its shelves for Valentine's Day items. You notice the rest of the store is just fine. So can hold your horses on that.
I love this. Is this a verified account? This is a verified Twitter account. Jim Cramer, the voice of, you know, the voice of investing on CNBC.
Yeah.
Here he is tweeting this picture, and you can see right here all on the pink side, right? Those are all pink, like for Valentine's Day. They just haven't stocked it yet.
It's like they're moving out their Christmas stuff and putting in their Valentine's stuff.
Right.
And so it is not indicative of supply chain shortages.
Suboptimal
propaganda.
He thinks it's suboptimal to have Valentine's Day stuff on the shelves before January 1.
No.
That is suboptimal.
No, I think maybe it's suboptimal to have Valentine's Day at all, which is a Hallmark created holiday in order to sell crappy, chalky, tasty candy.
And also awful flowers with a high carbon footprint that were grown in unsustainable ways. Which I don't want any, honey.
Right.
No. You know that I don't want any.
That's the best thing. She can't stand like blood diamonds, so no diamonds.
Have a diamond.
No flowers, no cut flowers because, nope. You know, they're awful for the environment. So
Give me seeds.
Seeds, okay.
I would love some of those.
I'll give you some sunflower seeds.
Okay.
A medium-sized mug.
I'll give you some ranch-flavored sunflower seeds.
No, I mean flower seeds.
Oh, okay. Like ones you could plant.
Like, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll grow my own flowers.
That would be a great snack. Gerber
daisies are especially good for the bees I'm going to get.
Yes, we will have pet photos next week.
Yeah, how'd the test go? Is she good?
Who?
With your daughter.
Oh, yes. So the doctor decided not to test her specifically for bee venom, but she could test her for like topical bee allergies, but she doesn't have that. And so she instead said that the science now is that you actually, if you test for bee venom by injecting it, they could start to have an allergic reaction, or you could induce allergies that she wouldn't otherwise have. So she's like, take some basically Benadryl and keep it in your house and go get your bees. That's sort of the way they do it now. It's kind of refreshing that she didn't want to just sell me a test.
And this is the new lady that you're talking about?
No, this is a different allergist. Yeah. Specifically an allergist. So if the background story for you're just joining us is that I wanted to have all three of my kids tested for allergies to bees because I want a hive so badly.
A beehive.
But I wanted to make sure that none of us are allergic to it. I don't know. You aren't, right?
No, I've been stung many times.
You've had bee stings. Yeah. Okay.
I was stung by a radioactive bee, which gives me unbelievable powers.
You're like bee man.
Right. With yeah, incredible powers comes great responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's true. You're
a super pollinator, which actually is true. We have a lot of kids.
That's right.
Okay. Jeff Bezos is trending because of paparazzi photos that I'm going to put out there as my conspiracy theory. He leaked these himself, folks.
Yeah. There's like him in the okay. So
he's in St. Bart's with his girlfriend. She also was trending. Her name's Lauren something or other.
Weird last name, something or other.
Who showers with their foot up like that?
Right.
Like she's so anyway, I don't know that it was leaked. Look at the other one with
her.
That's
how I shower to show off my.
And he's flexing as he coming up behind her. Also, they're adults. Why do they have these noodles?
Well, and you know what they're not talking about. You know who actually took those photos? It wasn't paparazzi. It was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Perhaps. Yeah. The way she's. Standing, it just, yeah, I think because Jeff Bezos is clearly the textbook definition of midlife crisis. This is my opinion, you guys. And he also was very threatened by that Leonardo DiCaprio meme where his girlfriend was sniffing up on Leo. And so I think he needs to be seen as,
yeah,
studly.
You know, right.
Like I'm a man on my yacht.
Yeah.
I was just in space.
He's like, okay. I worked out.
Space. Yeah.
How's that? Okay.
They know they're getting photos taken. I mean, you know, like, okay, get in your best stuff. Let's go out here on the back of the yacht. Let's shower down because we don't
have
any showers.
They are posing.
We don't have any showers inside.
Wouldn't you think that ones that make, like, it's usually the photos that we see where they look like the worst case, their eyes are closed. They're like, those are the ones that we usually see. Like, we don't see poses like that's obviously posed.
No. Right. So, you know, those like, they're just like us spreads in People magazine where you see like Jennifer Garner drinking a latte and holding her kids' hands. Those are sent by publicists. Those are set up so that they're, you see these celebrities in flattering photos. Very rarely is it actually paparazzi. In fact, I don't know where I was reading this, but like Instagram kind of took the wind out of paparazzi. So now this is still just, I don't know. Blech. Okay.
Are they on his yacht that goes to his yacht or?
Yeah, he's got the tiny yacht. The
they're
tiny
somewhere
yacht
in St. Bart's. So.
Wow.
Okay, enough
Albert
of
Mosley just sent a $100 super chat saying
thank you so much
and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Albert.
Happy New Year to you.
And thank you for the lovely birthday present.
Yes. Fantastic. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. All right. Clayton's going to owe you a thong shot like that.
Just kidding. Yes. Sign me up.
So I'm going to send you a photo of this of Natalie.
No, of you.
Oh, of me. Yeah. Oh, no, no.
Okay.
You don't want that.
Bird flu outbreak is trending in Israel because that is now a thing that we have to worry about. Environmentalists in Israel are saying this is the most serious damage to wildlife in history of the country. There were thousands of birds that had to be, I hate this word, culled, which basically just means they kill birds that they think might spread this infection. And that's awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
John Madden is trending because the legendary football player and coach died on Tuesday at the age of 85. They're saying it was unexpected, although he hasn't been very public for a long time because his health has been declining. But I don't know. Do people know him more as a player or as a coach or as a commentator or as a video game sponsor?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I would honestly say people know the name John Madden more because of the video game than anything else. People that play Madden probably don't even, well, I think maybe young generation don't even know who he is.
Yeah.
Sadly, but I think if you ask like football fans like myself, like I think clearly him as a broadcaster is what he's most popular for, most endeared to large audiences for. But he was a great coach. I mean, he in the 100 games, still he holds the record for winningest coach in a 100 game time span. So he was a great coach, and he was an even better, in my opinion, just a great broadcaster. I loved listening to him.
Did he fight being a broadcaster? Or was he like, no, I couldn't do that. There's no way I am. And then do it? Or was he one of those that just like went on board and was like great right away?
I don't know the entomology of how he converted from coach to broadcaster. There was a special that aired like last week or so on Fox or somewhere. It was about Madden, and I didn't get to see it. I want to go watch it now, and obviously that he passed. But so maybe they cover that in that special, how he first became a broadcaster. But he had – there's one word I would use to describe John Madden. It's a word that like and I love it. You don't get to use it very often. The word is avuncular. If you look it up, the word avuncular means like uncle-like, right?
Actually, I know a woman who was his niece, who John Madden is her.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Oh, right, because he lived in California near...
He's from Pleasanton. Yeah, and his niece worked with my mom. So I knew someone who actually, he was her uncle.
So very avuncular. I love that word, avuncular, because that's how he was. He's like, hey, I'm John. Welcome in on this Saturday, Sunday. We're going to watch some football together. You know, come on, gather up. That he was just inviting, and he was uncle-like, and he had such a warm way about him. And yeah. I missed when he retired. And
I bet you he had a 99% approval rating.
I think people, but you know, people made fun of him a lot too, because he would say off the wall kind of stuff, you know, but he was so great. He was entertaining.
Well, for many years that was the football game to get for what, Nintendo or whatever.
It still is. That's why I'm saying, I think for Madden 2022, I mean, I think Tom Brady and what's his name, Patrick Mahomes are on the cover of Madden this year.
Isn't there a curse of being on the?
Yeah, that you, Madden if you're, curse? If the Madden curse is that if you're on the cover of Madden, you don't win the Super Bowl that year. So Brady and Mahomes are on the cover this year.
All right.
So we'll see. Anyway.
Okay. Finally, the Book of Boba Fett is trending.
Boba Fett. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
Take two.
Yeah, please. All right.
The Book of Boba Fett is trending. I said it like Baba Tea. right? Boba Fett is trending because the new Disney Plus series based on the origin of the bounty hunter was released today. And my son has reserved a spot on the couch for this.
Yes. He's like, we are watching that tonight. Every day, like our day starts with in our house, Natalie and I, we're working, we're getting stuff done. We're doing the newsletter. We're getting ready for the show. We got kids to get out to school, all this stuff. And Miles comes up, he goes, Daddy, when are you guys going to watch WandaVision? Like his first thing in his mind is like, when are we going to watch this?
Like, how come you haven't caught up on Loki? What are you doing?
Like, because he's already watched it. He's like, Daddy, when are you going to be watching Loki? Like, I'm like, that's what you're focused on today is when I'm going to watch Loki or Hawkeye or the next episode of Hawkeye. And now it's this morning it was Boba Fett.
Must be nice to be him.
Yeah.
And just be worried about catching up on your TV.
I want to do that more in my life. The New Year's resolution.
I have an announcement to make for somebody in chat that made a New Year's resolution last year to quit smoking and they've not smoked for a whole year. They made it. Derek Eads. Congratulations.
Wow, Derek Eads. Yeah, that's
way to go, Derek.
I hope you feel great.
Smoke them if you got them. Now that you've successfully passed a year.
You know, it's funny. Like I wasn't like a habitual smoker, but my brothers were.
Just wait to see if you're paying attention.
And I used to smoke only when I was drinking or went to the bar. And then when I stopped doing that and whenever I'd be around a smoker, I just realized how bad it actually smelled. And I was like, wow, I was putting that in my lungs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, man. Derek, way to go, Derek. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I hope we can celebrate you at this time next year for year two. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, Natalie, I thought it was pronounced Boba Tea also, not Baba.
I don't know.
What is that even?
Boba Tea. I don't know. It's the
those little slimy beads or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like it.
Well, I'll be celebrating my birthday on Friday, so we're taking 2 days off here on the show.
We will have a newsletter tomorrow. We won't have a show. So please make sure you're subscribed. We will still bring you news in our voice. And that will happen tomorrow, morninginvest.com. And
we'll be back on the following Monday after in the new year. I'll be 45 years old, so I'll be a little bit older, a little bit wiser.
Yes.
And that'll be great.
Do we have any other super chats we missed? I saw a Happy New Year for $9.99. Thank you so much for that super chat. It's very touching. You too will get a thonged autograph of Clayton.
Mm. And Natalie.
I've got a hammock. People will start a banana hammock.
A whole photo archive of.
And that was people from are like, Can I take it back and not get that?
That was from Big Chill 71.
Thank you, Big Chill.
The $10. And Albert Mosley, $100. Thank you so much. We read that one already. And Edna Crary, good morning, Clayton. May I say that aside from David, you sported the most handsome beard I've seen.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, now it's gone.
And thank you.
Yeah, David's going to have to shave.
It's the look that gets the touch.
That's right. Honestly, because like Natalie would keep her distance from me, like
it's too pokey
with the beard. So like getting a kiss or anything, she's like, So I'm like, all right, how much longer can I do this?
And our daughters too. What does Ava say, Daddy? You're too crumbly.
You're too crumbly. So I'm like, all right, I need some loving. Daddy That's needs cute. Some loving around here. You know,
Daddy's Tanya no Hunk longer crumbly.
Tanya Hunk and Mara, $10 super chat. Thank you. Evening Sky, happiest birthday. Blessings, Clayton. And that is the last super chat.
Thank you so much. Monica says, oh my God, I just logged in and Clayton was speechless.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish we had the camera rolling because he did this just before the show and I hadn't seen him. So I came up and I was like, what? That's the reaction you have from your wife.
I've only had it for a month.
But it's just so, it's so drastic, you know.
Do I look a lot younger?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, when you shaved yours, I don't know if we have your camera on or not. When you shaved yours, you looked like 15 years younger. Like I didn't even recognize you.
But yeah, no, I did. I think it's because it's like all gray, one. And then also I'm just not like a wrinkly guy. I've been to the Fountain Youth like 3 times. So
where's the Fountain of Youth?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Yeah.
It is.
Oh, I saw that at Disney World. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember where exactly it is. It is in St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, I've been there. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Ponce de Leon or whatever was there?
Ponce de Leon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ponce de Leon. Right.
But I only got in, I only jumped in from up to my waist, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
okay.
I wouldn't brag about that.
We have to stitch you together with the other half.
Right, the upper half. It's going to pot. The lower half. Good shape down there. All right, everyone. That's going to do it for Morning Invest on this Wednesday. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Thanks for an amazing year. We will be back on Monday. We'll have content throughout the weekend as well and things if you've missed. But be sure to be a subscriber here so you can turn on that little bell dingus notification. And we'll make sure you get content as it comes out. So you'll be notified as soon as we publish a new video. There you go. Morninginvest.com is the place to go to subscribe to our daily newsletter. Thank you guys so much. Happy New Year, everyone. And we'll see you back here next week, everyone.
In 2022.
Behave yourselves.
Don't behave yourselves.
Behave yourselves.
Don't be a sheep.